Hello and welcome to Queensland Freemason podcast number 15. We have been covering a lot of different topics with Masonry. In particular, we are now today going to cover some of our early history from Queensland or Brisbane Masonry. And I'm sitting here today with Graham. Would you like to introduce yourself, Graham?
Hi, Luke. Hi, Graham Schultz, the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, and Luke Eelan here, the host of the podcast. Now over 5,000 downloads.
Yeah, well, it will be today. We're getting 4,983. So there is an audience for our esoteric topics that we're talking about, despite what we may think. Certainly must have in order of about 400 subscribers, and we'd encourage you to spread this podcast far and wide for all those people interested, not just about our jurisdiction. We've tried to cover all general areas of Freemasonry so far, but today we're going to be talking about some of the early history of our order in Brisbane, and in particular the Ann Street Temple. We did a big story on this in the Queensland Freemason magazine, and I think Graham's going to walk us through a bit about the Ann Street Temple. It's a topic that I don't know a lot about.
The Alice Street Temple.
The Alice Street, sorry, we're
That's
sitting
right,
in the Ann
because
Street.
Because we're in the Ann Street Centre at the moment, but the Alice Street Temple, and what we're using for our podcast today is an article, as you say, in the latest issue of the Queensland Freemason magazine, which was written by Stig Hokanson about the Alice Street Temple, which was an early Brisbane landmark. It's no longer there, unfortunately. It was knocked down in about, I think, 1983 from memory, but it was built in 1884 in Alice Street, and it was 125 Alice Street down near the Botanic Gardens. And
was it built as a dedicated Masonic
Absolutely,
school?
Yeah, it was a double-storey dedicated Masonic building, and 1884 it was built. And that was our second big centre in Brisbane. The first one was on the corner of Ann and Albert Streets, opposite City Hall, now where the Methodist Church is, or the United Church. Before the church was there, that was the site for the Freemasons building and the Freemasons Hotel. And they moved from there in the 1860s to this one in Alice Street in 1884, because Freemasonry was growing and the old Albert Street Hall was getting overcrowded. They moved to the new big double-storey building in Alice Street in 1884. And it was a beautiful building, but it was not without its difficulties. There were quite a few floods back then.
Absolutely. There's a picture here of the water halfway up. Not as bad as our flood last year, but approaching it by the looks of the picture.
Well, 1893 was a lot worse than last year, and as you say, we can see the water lapping around the bottom of the Alice Street Centre, which is right near the Botanic Gardens, so
it was
fairly low down. That's sure where we are now.
Not as good drainage back then, and it's still not a nice site. We flooded a few times, and three times, I believe.
In the 1890s, there were three floods, and 1893 was really big. And the Alice Street Temple, and I should mention too, we've got a couple of really nice Masonic pieces of art and sculpture that came from the Alice Street Temple in Ann Street. In lodge room number two, we've got the master's chair and the assistant and deputy's chairs, and also we've got the old clock from the Alice Street Centre, which is in Grand Hall, which is probably about 120 years old now, I guess. But the Alice Street Temple initially proved adequate for regular lodge meetings and installations, but it was inadequate for the growing bureaucracy generated by the three different provincial grand lodges, Board of General Purposes, Benevolence and General Administration. And you must remember back then there were Scottish, English and Irish lodges all working throughout Queensland.
And no United Grand Lodge per se.
Not until 1921. 1921 we became the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, but up until then, and with growing numbers and they were thinking about a bigger building, and that's why in 1930 they built the building that we're in now in Ann Street. But it was a beautiful old building, and
we'll make sure we include some pictures on the post for this podcast too when it goes up.
Yeah, and Lodge Thespian was involved with it down there long before the move to the Ann Street Centre in 1931. Lodge Thespian left the Alice Street Temple, and UGLQ also had some premises in Albert Street, known as Grand Lodge Chambers. And 1926 Thespian Lodge was holding its monthly meetings there until the Ann Street Centre was open, and then everyone could be accommodated in the Ann Street building. But and I think they probably moved to Ann Street where we are, up on the corner of Ann Street and Hutton Lane, because of the fact that it was a lot higher than the site down in Alice Street, and it was affected by the flooding so many times in the 1890s.
Yeah, it became difficult too, like to recover. The type of building that we're looking at there is quite a sort of ornate and decorated building. For it to keep flooding like that, must have been a bit of a problem for them.
And I think the significant thing that happened there, Luke, too, was when we moved to Ann Street, the Alice Street Centre was donated and given to the University of Queensland.
Oh, yes,
and they used that for their first medical, I think, dental school for many, many years, and we gave that to the uni in the 1930s, and you can imagine that was the time of the Depression, and money was short, but at the time the building, I think, was valued at around £6,000. So it was a significant gift to the university, and the university has always since acknowledged that gift by giving 2 or 3 Masonic scholarships every year for fourth-year medical students at UQ. So that lives on. That donation to the University of Queensland lives on from the donation of the Alice Street Temple. And then I think it was eventually demolished about 1983.
It was used for a few different things. According to this article that we've got in our magazine this month, it was used as part of the war effort during the 40s when it became Brisbane was a garrison town. It's saying here, during the early 40s, the former temple was occupied by the Australian Army, remembering Brisbane was a garrison town through that period. Saying in the early 50s, the Premier of the state, Vince Gare, attempted to morph Alice Street Temple into the first Conservatory of Music, but was unsuccessful.
Really?
They were always involved in controversial building activity back then, I bet. And then it morphed into the part of the university, which is what they were saying, and in the 1970s became the Microscope Repair Division. Now, that's a pretty specific division.
Yeah, and it was a classic landmark in Brisbane, and people who've lived in Brisbane would remember it, I'm sure, down there in Alice Street, a two-storey, beautiful building. But it fell victim to the attitude of, town planners, politicians throughout that time, and a lot of Brisbane's distinct colonial architecture was disappearing and making way for high-rise development, and that's something that you can't really...
Well, until I got to the bottom of this article, I didn't actually realise exactly where this was, but now I can see here it's been replaced by the Key West Hotel that's there, so I know exactly where it was now. Looking at the picture, I don't think you'd get permission to knock down that building nowadays.
Sure you wouldn't.
It's a bit quite ornate for our city. Our city's actually quite devoid of a lot of historic buildings like this. So if you're wanting to know where it was, the Key West Hotel where it was, but you can come in and see pictures of it in our library.
Have a look on our website in the magazine. You can read the magazine online on our website and have a look at the pictures and read the actual story.
Yeah, that's good. I'll put a link up to it as well to that particular article. That pretty much wraps up what we're talking about today. Getting a little bit of a history about, I guess, where we are and why we're here today in Ann Street, compared to Alice Street and a couple of the other buildings that we used to have, kind of shows you that we've been around for a very long time, to the point where we often are unaware of what actually went before us in our organisation, and that's part of, I guess, the mystery and the allure of being part of a big organisation. There's a lot to learn about.
Yeah, and the original first Masonic Lodge, which was formed in Brisbane, was North Australian Lodge, which was formed in July 1859, so it's been around.
Still running to this day.
Still goes, yeah, still an operational lodge. It has been for 153 years up until to today's date, and that was the first lodge meeting that was held and formed in Brisbane.
Which would have been shortly after Brisbane was actually formed as a city, I would imagine.
Well, it was before Queensland was a colony, even.
Us Masons have travelled wide and far. So, look, that pretty much wraps up another episode of Queensland Freemasons. If you've got suggestions or want to post comments to it, feel free to do that. The address is queenslandfreemason.com/podcast, and you can find us in there. You can find us in iTunes as well. You'll also see that we've got an active Facebook, Twitter accounts running as well. So if you wish to participate in finding out more about who we are and what we do, just check out our website at queenslandfreemasons.com and you'll find more information there. And until next month, everybody stand a little.